From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. If you're a collector of vintage postcards from other countries, it's likely you've seen the work of Conrado Massagur. His classic postcards and posters helped frame pre-Castro Cuba as a paradise for American tourists. The legendary illustrator has never had an exhibition in South Florida until now. WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us about the exhibit and why Massagur's work endures to this day.
If you close your eyes, you can see the picture. A pleasantly tanned woman in flowy white clothes looking up to the heavens. She's shaking maracas, and overlaid on her body, the words, "Visit Cuba." It's the image of a bygone era, one that has found its way to the walls of many a Cuban-American home.
These have become really iconic images of that earlier relationship between the United States and Cuba.
Frank Luca is a curator at the Wolfsonian Museum. It just opened a new exhibition, Cuban Caricature and Culture, The Art of Massagur. It's the first time Conrado Massagur has had his own exhibition in the United States since 1931. Over 100 pieces of work are on display. Among the most curious is a book published just after the Cuban Revolution, in the brief time when capitalism coexisted with the revolutionaries who marched into Havana. It shows bearded men smiling in advertisements. They're selling tobacco products, Coca-Cola, and most improbably, promoting international banks.
For this very brief moment in the early days of 1959, there was a sense of which, oh, this is a promising development. And then, of course, it developed very quickly into a very ugly situation.
The show is on display at the Wolfsonian Museum until February of next year. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.